Hi, Steph.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. Not excited to watch Women Tell All.
Blech. Me neither, because it's usually women tell nothing.
I know.
Men tell nothing. Let's get together and hash out drama that we, as the viewer, just saw 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not interesting.
Yep. So.
And I had a long day at work, and I'm tired, and I'm irritable, and there's a whole bunch of garbage going on in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Like, two episodes ago, or maybe last episode, you said we should stop watching this and switch on to something else. You might be right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just with everything going on. Okay, so they announced who's going to be taking Chris Harrison's place at after the final rose.
Yes. Emmanuel is his name.
Yeah.
I don't remember his last name.
Acho? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I think he was in the NFL. I am not a huge NFL follower. Just yeah. Casual. So I definitely
I don't know who he
players.
So... But yeah, that's the guy that's gonna do Chris Harrison's stuff, so.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that.
Mm-hmm.
After the final rose is always short. It's like 30 minutes.
That's true. And then we have bloopers, as they always say, but whatever.
And it's always like the same type of stuff.
Always. It's never funny.
Yeah. I hate that.
What else happened? Well, Rachel Lindsay is no longer on Instagram because everyone in Bachelor Nation, oh, at least a lot of the viewers, suck so hard.
Yup, and we're blaming her for Chris Harrison's actions. Explain the logic.
There is no logic. That's no the sense. Problem.
Yeah, so.
The people that think that way, honestly, I can't even. I just can't even get into it. And... it's sad.
Yeah. As if she had a choice for him to step aside for this one episode.
Right.
As if she has any power in that decision making at all.
And if you followed, I don't remember in what interview platform she did it. I think it was in her podcast, Higher Learning. She said her and Chris talked after the interview. And he told her, oh, yeah, I know I'm going to get some backlash, but I think it's nice to see that we can disagree but still respect each other and blah, blah, blah. And she kind of just, like, nodded her head and said, okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
So he knew what was coming for him. He just didn't expect it at the extreme. So it's like, it's your fault. Extra is part of the ABC network. You could have had that interview pulled. If you really wanted to, you know? Yeah, like, I'm sure he has the connections to do something like that. It's not live.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I am enjoying a nice margarita, though, to unwind and get through it.
Same girl, thanks to your lovely boyfriend, Jamie.
Yes, he's the best. The absolute best. You hear that, Jamie? The person that edits the podcast? I love you.
Stays up late, so we don't have to.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get started.
Okay, Stephanie. Yes. Women Tell All, COVID edition. You brought up a great point. Without a live audience, you don't get to know how liked you were.
Yeah, I would want to know. But also, I would be like, maybe I don't want to know.
I mean, you get a clap no matter what. To me, yeah, I think it would feel like graduation.
But you might not get the hooting and hollering that other people are.
Exactly like graduation.
Yeah, I like, did not get the hoot.
If you are from a quiet family like yours, you got some and woo from a friend. Me. I was that friend. My loud family whistled and clapped and did all the things, but it was also a small
group. Did
your mom
clap for me?
Yeah, she did.
She's loud, so.
Yeah, that's true. But you didn't have the power of my mom and my aunt and my dad and my cousin.
Well, I should have teamed up.
I know. Too bad.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, back to the thing. I thought it was super interesting that they opened up with recorded on February 4th, 2021.
Yep. And here are my guesses or predictions why. I would say either obviously the Chris Harrison thing.
Obviously. That's without a doubt.
And also maybe they don't talk about Rachel and her stuff.
So. I don't think they do. I don't think they mention it.
Yeah,
at
I
all.
Doubt they do. So that's what I why I think. Oh wait, Rachel, she's not even on the Women Tell All anyway.
No. Yeah. Wait, which Rachel are you talking about? Rachel Lindsay or Rachel Kirkconnell?
Rachel Kirkconnell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
Matt comes
so,
on.
So yeah. Yeah, I know. So it must be the Chris Harrison thing, which is why they put that, because they don't do that normally.
Definitely not.
So that was funny.
I'd like to know.
That was I fun. Know. It is interesting to know.
So Chris calls out a few names. Katie, Abigail, Chelsea, Victoria, you know, just singles a couple
so
people
he
out.
He says, these are the people going to paradise, uh-huh. most likely.
Yeah. Definitely going to have an invitation extended for these folks.
Yeah.
And then he turns it to Chelsea because he's like, oh, you have blonde hair now. And she's like, yes, this is my natural color. Didn't you know? But she talked about how nervous she was night one, but that she knew she was in a badass dress and the dress made her feel great.
As it should.
I know.
She looked amazing.
The best dress we've ever seen on a night one.
Definitely.
Without a doubt.
Definitely.
MJ and Jasenia started.
Yeah.
Which is a weird place to start, in my opinion.
I know. I thought they would start with Victoria, but they probably want to save that for last.
I guess, yeah. They started with MJ and Jasenia first, even though they had literally... Jasenia just got sent home 2 episodes ago. MJ 3? Maybe 4?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, it wasn't that long ago, but... Jasenia basically was like, no, I don't regret doing it. I think it should have been done. Obviously, it was important to Matt, too. If it wasn't, he would have just let it go. But yeah. He asked us to join a 2-on-1.
Yeah. And MJ was really doubling down.
Yeah.
That she is not... She's not who she thinks she is, really.
No.
She thinks she's like, I'm here to support women, blah, blah, blah. I'm like... It's not how you were acting.
Mm-hmm.
Literally at all. So
not at all. She said that she did own it. If that happened, it wasn't on TV.
Yeah. They did not air that. So
we heard her say, that is not true. I am nothing but nice in the house. I preach, what did she say? Positivity and
like setting an example said.
So we did not see her owning it. We saw her deflecting at every corner.
Yeah.
But Mari stood up for MJ, which was interesting to me. I never saw them hanging out, but she said they were roommates. And she was like, you can say all you want about MJ, but she's definitely not fake.
Well, okay.
Okay, that wasn't portrayed on TV.
Yeah. So there you go.
And she said that she did blame what happened on her very strong personality. Like, no, being a bitch can't be just covered up with a strong personality. Sorry.
Yep. Yep. Annoying.
Yeah.
So the next drama they talk about
is Ryan. A little bit of Victoria.
Who? Okay.
Ryan and Victoria, basically Ryan didn't like being called a hoe on national television, and Victoria was like, are you just sensitive? Because I was called horrible things on the internet. And I think Ryan actually makes an excellent point. She's like, national television and the reach there is not the same reach that you have on the internet. On the internet, you have, sure, 100 people telling you all these horrible things and sending you terrible messages, but you also have a ton of supporters. And usually your supporters outweigh your amount of hate comments.
Yeah, but some of this stuff, like Victoria said she was bullied for like her swollen eye or whatever, which I feel bad about. That's not nice. But the bra strap, whatever. It's not like...
That's not a big bullying topic.
It's not like she couldn't have fixed it.
Right. There are plenty of mirrors in the house, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's mean that people did bully her about her eye, though.
Yeah. Oh, Victoria was just like, I mean, I wear things like this and I just let the criticism roll off my shoulders and blah, blah, blah. Like, she apologizes to Ryan, but you can tell it's not sincere because she just says, like, obviously I'm better than you because I don't let these things affect me like you clearly are.
Yeah.
So Victoria still has some growing to do.
Yeah. But so, yeah. And then Victoria and Katie had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess everyone's against Katie now.
I know. It's just kind of surprising seeing all the support she got after she was kicked off the show. Like, Katie for Bachelorette. And
yeah.
We need someone so sex positive and willing to call out the bullshit and blah, blah, blah. All of the women in the house are pretty much like, no.
Maybe they were jealous.
Maybe.
But, yeah, Chelsea said even, I mean, Chelsea was saying a lot of stuff to Katie.
Yeah. Well, Katie said, Victoria did her another fake apology, and Katie was like, yeah. Well, I think all that happened, you know, you guys are just going to get karma for it, or you have already received some karma about it. And that's when Chelsea jumped in, like, okay, and what did I do to receive all these terrible messages and all this hate and stuff? She's like, obviously, not everyone, Katie says this, obviously not everyone that was associated deserves it, but unfortunately, Chelsea, you were hanging around the people that caused the drama.
Yeah, and then Chelsea said that Katie caused the drama when she went to Matt about the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there was drama before then.
I mean, I blame all of them.
I know. No one here is in the right. Let's be real.
Let's be clear. But it was just interesting to see.
Yeah, I was surprised, like, all those girls had something to say to Katie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't surprised by Serena speaking up, but I was kind of surprised by Chelsea.
Yeah,
and who else
surprising.
Said something? Mari?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Mari went home so early, so it's just shocking. She has so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she really wants to be on Bachelor in Paradise, mm-hmm. So...
Well, Chris has mentioned her name a few times, so mm-hmm. We'll see her. Who on Katie's side? Because they split the women up, it looks like, into...
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that were kind of perceived as the bullies and the ones that were perceived as like, oh, you were treated unfairly, you didn't get your time, whatever. Was it Yesenia that was like, you know, yeah. I think Katie is going to speak her mind and things were bad, and so she confronted...
Yeah.
Mad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any opinions on the situation?
No.
I think that there are a lot of good candidates for Bachelorette. I would be more interested in one of the women that are still on. So Michelle and Brie specifically.
Yeah.
As Bachelorette. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to advocate for it real big, though. Real hard.
Yeah, that I want one of those. Brie or Michelle.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to Brittany. Chris calls Brittany into the hot seat.
Yeah, so Brittany's in the hot seat.
She handled it so well. We didn't get a lot of Brittany, and her in the hot seat talking to Chris made me want more. Like, I hope that she is on Paradise, just so we can see a little bit. More.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chris starts out with saying, like, being called an escort or a high-end escort or whatever Anna had said is one of the worst things anyone could ever be called. Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, seriously? Oh, my God. He's annoying. Yeah, but...
Maybe he should roll into Rachel Lindsay's DMs and see some of the actual worst things you can be called because people really mistreat her. Not to discredit anything that happened to Brittany, because obviously that was not great since it was untrue, and she has to go through her life in Chicago with people knowing that.
Yeah. Anna apologized for saying those things and whatever, and mm-hmm. She just said she's insecure, and which, yeah, it was obvious
yeah.
She was insecure.
Oh, one thing I also wanted to mention with Chris saying it's like the worst thing you could have been called, they still chose to air it. And as an executive producer, which is what Chris is, and the host of the show, well, at least he was at this time, I think he has that kind of authority. I really think he has a lot more say than shows.
Yeah.
So if you thought it was going to be damaging to someone's life, the fact that you still chose to air it, it's like, it shows your character and you're a shitty human being.
Yeah.
Anyways. But Brittany basically was like, you could see it rewatching that little clip. I go from smiley and confident to completely defeated. And it's true.
Yeah. Because when people are making up lies about you.
And there's no way to prove yourself. It's not like you have your phone to be like, let me contact these people that supposedly contacted Anna and see if their stories match up or what, you know? You can't fact check on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Brittany also said that there's nothing wrong with that industry. That's why I think she did a beautiful job. Chris, in his old conservative ways, was like, this is the worst thing ever. And she said, there's nothing wrong with that industry. I'm just not in it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, and one grievance I have with Anna still. Why does she keep saying Chicago is a small town?
I know. It's not.
If anyone lives in Chicago and listens to this podcast, please tell us. Is it a small town? Because I wouldn't consider any major city a small town. If I could see, like, if I could go to the theater and see a play, if there's a museum.
If there's a concert venue, sports team.
International airport.
Yeah, these are things where I say, big city, not small town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's it, though. We can move on to actually a fun portion of the Women Tell All that they've never done before.
Yeah, because they cut out
so many dates
and so many parts of the dates.
And Chris was like, you might not have noticed. We noticed.
Yeah. And all these dates just look like they suck. Like, hide and seek, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hope you so like your producer.
Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would
be Kit. Let's be a little more creative. Yeah, Kit, like, she's lost completely. I would be, too.
Me, too.
I'd say,
I have a terrible sense of direction.
Even if I did, I wouldn't know what it means.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if Matt is north, south, east, or west. Yeah, and, like, do they have it taped off, or he's in this area, so just, like, walk the perimeter, or is it really, like, oh, we have all of the woods right outside Nema Colon.
Yeah, have fun.
No!
But, yeah.
If I was Kit, I'd probably go home, get in my bathrobe, put my feet in a little spa, like, I'm not on this date anyways.
Yeah. So that was the date that never aired. The other ones were just like clips from dates we did see.
What about the Bugs in a Box?
Oh, yeah, that's the one that didn't air.
That's the one that didn't air.
Oh, okay. That one also.
Disgusting.
No. I wouldn't do it.
No.
What do you get out of that?
Nothing.
More time with Matt? I'd say, if he makes me do this, he doesn't want to hang out with me anyway.
Yep.
I mean.
I'm just going to be miserable after that. So, no.
That and just the nightmares you would have and you'd feel like.
Oh, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for Fear Factor. I signed up for The Bachelor. So, honestly, stay in your lane.
Yes.
What else? The boxing date, they had to swallow some raw eggs.
Mm-mm. Also would not do that.
Yeah.
That's where you say, I'm a vegan, and then you get out of so many challenges on The Bachelor.
That's true.
Like, you would probably eat the pancakes.
Oh, that's true. You'd probably get out of the Bugs in a Box, too. Because you could be like, what if I kill them? That's against veganism.
Yeah. Or the goat milk, obviously.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I would not be doing. I wouldn't do any of them. Yeah, I would just say, I'm a vegan. There we go.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't swallow. No. Eggs, like, half the time, I hate them, and I hate the way they smell. I don't know. They just really get me.
I really like eggs, which is a shame.
Then you would have been great at that date, Carly.
I would have. I really would have.
Yeah!
Just not the bug one, but I think I would have swallowed an egg real quick.
No, I can't even do shots of alcohol, so.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I know a shot of alcohol would taste worse than this. This is just, like, slimy and thick and quick. I don't think the aftertaste would be as bad as, like, a bad shot of tequila.
Probably not the aftertaste.
Yeah.
But the daring taste.
So Abigail is the next one pulled into the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Abigail, but I did really like her. Remember her now?
Yes, I really like her as well.
I really thought she was going to go further because she got the first impression rose.
I know. She didn't even get a one-on-one.
No.
But like he said, typical man, he felt comfortable in the relationship, so he ignored it.
Rolling my eyes, Stephanie.
Anyway. Yeah.
When I feel comfortable with someone, I just want to spend all of my time with them. Like, I can't believe I feel so comfortable with you. I don't even feel this comfortable by myself. Come on.
Yeah. He is annoying. But anyway. Abigail, she talks about... So she's deaf, but she has the cochlear implant.
Yeah.
But if she, like, took it out, she is, like, deaf, can't hear. Mm-hmm. But she says she's not part of the deaf community, really.
With capital D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't sign.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I thought it was really important to have this conversation because she's just like, I'm in the gray space. She was saying how the deaf community and the hearing community, it's like black and white, and she is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Because she is deaf. If she were to lose her cochlear implant, she would not be able to communicate in the way that she knows how.
Yeah.
But she still is a representation of, like, deaf people in America.
Yeah.
So.
It was interesting.
It was. And I thought she was definitely going to be asked on Paradise right there on the couch.
Well, they don't do that yet.
Well, they did it for Becca Martinez. Yeah,
but I mean,
and then she couldn't go because she got pregnant.
Yeah, they don't do it all the time.
True. It just seemed like he was really setting her up for it. So I was expecting, after he said, like, oh, so where is Abigail now, love life-wise, or something like that, I expected her to be like, I'm still on my journey. And he's like, and your journey will continue this summer with Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Everyone that listens to this podcast knows how much I love Piper.
She's pretty cool.
She looks like a Disney princess. She seems cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Her look tonight, great.
She looked great. She always does.
Yeah.
But I feel like this wasn't very interesting. Like, she didn't really have any drama on the show. There was really nothing to talk about. I don't know why she got a hot seat spot.
I feel like if they would have brought up the Heather thing, I'm saying they, if Chris, his job in this moment was to interview, like, what interesting scenes this person was involved in. I'm sorry, but, like, the Heather thing was one of the most interesting because, like you said, Piper wasn't involved in a lot of drama. But when Heather showed up, Heather interrupted her time with Matt.
Yeah.
Obviously, oh, yeah, she was true. Upset, but Matt came back and he apologized to her and he grabbed her again, made sure they got to finish their time before the rose ceremony. Like, I feel like that would have been more interesting to talk about. She knew, or we knew from her conversation that she felt blindsided. Like, we knew that from when she was in the car leaving. We were all blindsided. Blindsided.
Yeah.
I feel like I said that weird.
But, yeah, I mean.
Hope to see her again.
I'm sure we will. This is not the end of Piper.
No. And we will get to finally talk to Serena. Because they keep flashing to her in every opportunity.
I have not even noticed her.
They've done it like 3 or 4 times. Anytime someone's in the hot seat or brings up Matt's connections, stronger connections, the camera pans to Serena and then zooms in on her facial expression. And it's been neutral. So I don't know why they keep doing it. Maybe they just want to try and catch her.
We'll see.
Yeah. Serena P. Actually, before we talk about Serena P, why is Chris wearing a ring?
Maybe he's advertising his ring company, the Man Bands, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But still, why is he wearing it?
Good point. I completely forgot about that. And with perfect timing, because if he's not going to host The Bachelor anymore, he really needs to make sure he stays a millionaire for whatever reason people are so concerned about.
I don't know. I think he'd be fine even without.
He will be fine no matter what. If you can't sense the sarcasm in my voice, he's fine.
Yep.
We don't need to protect millionaire men, all right?
Yep.
Anyways, so talking about Serena, it was really uneventful.
I mean,
This is the women tell all. I mean, come
on. She's just la-dee-da, I just didn't feel it 100% with him, and he deserves that. It's like, all right, cool.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing.
I wanted reassurance from my family. They didn't give me the reassurance I needed. I mean, I guess that's an interesting point we could talk about. If your family was like, I don't know if I'm feeling it for you because you're not acting the way I would think you would act if you were in love. I know how you would respond to that, but please tell the people how you would respond.
Well, pretty much I honestly wouldn't go to them for it. I would say I like this guy, and if I like someone, there's nothing anyone can say to stop me.
Literally nothing at all.
So if they said, I don't know, we just don't see it, you don't seem that happy, I'd say, well, okay. Sorry you feel that way, and move on. I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't really care what my family would say.
No.
So.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not your family that is in a relationship with this person.
I know.
If he makes you feel good, like,
yeah,
or if your partner makes you feel good, and obviously there's no, like, harm being done. In their case, there's clearly no harm, you know?
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's a relationship worth exploring, yeah.
It's up to you. Obviously, I wouldn't want to be with a guy that treats my family bad, and that's why they didn't like him. But if he was just living his life, and, you know, and they didn't like him or didn't like me with him or whatever, I'd say get over it.
Yep.
I'm an adult, and you guys can't tell me who to date. I don't know.
I love you and I respect you, and I hope that you respect me enough to respect my decision. And if this ends poorly, then it's a decision I made. So know that you have raised me to make my own choices.
Yeah, and what's wrong with you making your own mistakes if that were to be a mistake?
How would you learn?
Yeah. We all have to live our own lives and make our own mistakes to grow.
Yeah. Well, regardless, she said talking to her mom brought her clarity.
Yeah, but honestly, she probably just wasn't feeling it and then talking it through, and then it was just like an out for her.
Right.
So.
I can understand that. I can respect it.
Yeah. You're not feeling it? You're not feeling it.
Chris tried to mention conflict. He sensed conflict within her. And she was like, well, I still care a lot, but no conflict here. Hope he's happy.
Yeah. On to the Matt James.
Ah, yes. The moment we've all been waiting for.
Here he comes.
I am loving the beard because I love the way it shines.
Yes, I think he looks better with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just into beards, I guess.
I think that's your thing. Yeah. They're hot. It really glistens in the light, and I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone else really liked it, too.
Yeah. So. I bet they were jelly.
Yeah. I don't know where to start.
I don't know, because the only interesting thing was about his eyes being open.
Well, that was pretty funny. It started with MJ, I think. Like,
oh, and
it was something about how he was caught off guard with her name being brought up, and to address her, he was like, I'm acting on the information that I know and what I felt was best in the moment, and blah, blah, blah. So there's that.
I thought he said that about Victoria.
I don't know. But for MJ, I know she said, we're all doing the best we can in the moment. But somebody already said that. Like, that exact phrase.
I don't remember who it was.
So. Maybe Katie?
Maybe.
Maybe it was Victoria? I actually don't remember at all. But I know those exact words have already come out of someone's mouth. Just, like, without Matt there. So.
I don't remember.
Well, anyways, that was all for MJ. Moving on to Victoria.
Yeah, she was hurt of the things he said after he sent her home.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say?
I don't know what he said. He apologized to her. I mean, He said he had nothing but nice things to say when people ask about her.
Yeah, and he wished he had dove more into the relationship, which is not true for him, I mean.
No, definitely not. For for her little part, I said, Victoria's tearless pout. Because you could tell she was trying so hard. She wanted to cry. These women really can't make themselves cry.
Yeah.
I find no trouble with making myself cry, Steph.
Same. I'm so good at it.
But they really can't. Maybe she didn't want to cry. Maybe she was fighting it, but I've been there too. I know how hard it is to fight the tears. And even after she
hurts your throat, it hurts really, really bad.
You can't get out what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You need to take a minute to like breathe, drink some water, and try again.
Yes.
But whatever. I don't know how he ended up spinning it that he was the one to apologize to her. I still don't get that.
Well, I guess because of whatever he said when he sent her home. She said hurt her feelings, so he apologized.
Oh.
For saying whatever it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about him kissing with his eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
What a weirdo. But, I mean,
that's, I can't hate that's that
so
part.
Funny. What is wrong with him? So the end. It's what we've been waiting for all season, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
The bloopers.
You know that's what I'm here for, Steph.
Did they satisfy you?
I mean, they weren't bloopers in, like, the funny early 2000s form of bloopers. Like, no one's getting kicked in the face. Like, no one is messing up their line so horribly and having to laugh it off with the camera people, you know, it's...
I liked seeing Jasenia jump in her chair and then fall back. And Heather, I think it was, jump on the bed and hit her head.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. But I was like... But yeah, Carly.
Can we just start with the fact that Heather was there. I swear this woman with long blonde hair and a small black dress is Heather.
Yes, that was sitting behind Katie.
Yes, to the left of Katie, and they cut her out at every single opportunity.
Yes, and at first I didn't notice her, and then you're like, then we could see her in the background. We're like, who is that? And then at the end, we're like, oh, they're doing a wide shot, and they were
right after Katie.
They cut it off. Yep. I was like, oh my god, that's hilarious. And then we could see her back when they show, like, all of it. So, oh, that poor girl. They just put her... Why are they doing this to her?
I don't know.
They shouldn't have even invited her.
I'm texting my boss about it right now because I just think it's hilarious.
That is so funny. I wonder if she said anything during recording and then they just didn't air it and cut her out completely.
Maybe.
Like, what was the point of her being there?
There was no point. She wasted her time. They wasted their times miking her up, like,
literally. That was so funny.
Where are you, Heather? You should check her Instagram.
I'm checking.
Okay.
Twitter right now.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. The audacity. They really did Heather dirty. And I know that we were coming for her kind of hard. Like, why even come? Obviously, this is not for a real reason to, like, try and find love or whatever. It's just because, oh, Hannah Brown said I should. And I reached out to producers and they also said I should. And that's why we came for her. But damn, did production also come for her hard, Stan.
That is disrespectful. I mean, she should not have invited them. They should not have invited her. Or if they did, they should have let her say one thing at least. Like, cut her out. She's not even in the wide shots. Are you kidding me?
I don't get it.
That's hard. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious though, but that poor girl. But yeah. Oh, and they also showed that, because we knew JoJo and Tayshia were there, right, that they cut out, and I don't even know what it was supposed to be. Was it supposed to be a date? Because it was just Matt that was there.
Matt, JoJo, and Tayshia.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was, but yeah, they cut a lot out, so.
I wonder why they did it. The editing choices of this season in particular were just so interesting.
I know.
Why did we spend half of the episode on Sarah leaving if she didn't have a comeback story?
She wasn't even on the thing. Like,
she should have at least had the opportunity to defend herself. Like, her name was brought up.
Yeah, that's true, but whatever. Next week, Fantasy Suites.
Yeah. But you know what else I liked about the bloopers, actually? What? I loved that they showed Brittany not being able to say compartmentalize, because I go through that every single day. I say a word and I'm like, that is not the right way to say it.
Yeah, and then I can't, and I keep trying, and then I'm like, I know the word, and I can hear it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't say it.
I'm like, I swear to you, I'm not stupid. I know this word.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And for the first time ever, or not ever, I think Ben also mentioned it, but Matt makes a little innuendo about having a boner.
Yeah. He said he needed the robe before he got out.
Yeah.
I'd feel pretty good about myself if I was Serena.
For sure.
So, whatever.
Yeah. I just feel like they'd never show that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked when they showed it with Ben, because he was like the perfect little Christian boy.
Yep.
And Matt also has that kind of portrayed.
Yeah, well.
He started off the season with a prayer. I mean.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well.
But like you said, next week, Fantasy Suites.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Bye.